Mild-mannered podcast host Blake Bamper didn't know what he was getting into. His life is about to change, and there's nothing he can do about it. LineupMedia.fm brings you the podcast epic of the year. Grab your popcorn.
Alrighty, hello everybody. Welcome to Grab Your Popcorn, the movie review podcast from LineupMedia.fm, bringing you spoiler-free movie reviews. I am Blake Bamper, your host for the day and for the remainder of this podcast, likely. So yes, I am your host. My name is Blake Bamper. I review movies. I see movies and I have opinions and I deliver them via this podcast to the world. So we're going to go ahead today. I saw two new movies, two of the latest movies to come out recently. As I've said before, summer's a great time for movies. Lots of things being released. We've got two really, some different movies going in today. We've got The Emoji Movie and Atomic Blonde. So let's jump right into it. I saw The Emoji Movie, and let me tell you, folks, this movie straight up should not exist. That may be all I need to say about this movie. I mean, when I first heard that there was a movie coming out based on emojis, I was immediately skeptical. This seems like a flawed premise from the get-go, and it absolutely was. I mean, just a lazy idea for a movie. I thought they were lazy, you know, when there were movies being made about board games and apps. I thought the Angry Birds movie was lazy, but I guess that turned out to be okay. I don't know. I didn't see it. But this movie was not okay. An absolute dumpster fire of a film. Just a lazy idea from the get-go. The whole plot is lazy, and it's littered with lazy comedy, which I am, if there's one thing I hate, it is lazy comedy, and this film has a ton of it. I mean, how many puns can we possibly make about the damn poop emoji? We get it. There's a poop emoji, so we've got to make 20 jokes about that in the emoji movie. I mean, it's ridiculous. The theme of this review, folks, is laziness. The movie doesn't try to be anything new or different. It goes with some of the same tired old tropes that we see in some of these kids' movies. And granted, I get that it's a kids' movie, but you can still have a movie geared towards younger audiences and not have it be so stupid in its execution or so shallow in its plot. I mean, we have good movies for kids, like I know Frozen was very good. I saw that. I liked it a lot. I haven't seen Moana, but I heard that's another very good movie, again, geared towards a younger audience. Even this same studio, Sony Animation, they have Despicable Me, and that franchise has been doing well. I enjoyed the first one I saw. It's been a while since I've seen two, but, you know, and haven't gotten a chance to see three yet, but this movie, The Emoji Movie, was just, I mean, the whole thing, you get into their little world of Textopolis, the texting app, and we start out, we have our main character, who's voiced by TJ Miller. Fans will know him from he had a sidekick role in Deadpool, and he's a big character in the show Silicon Valley. He plays Ehrlich Bachman. And he's kind of got a very, you know, more of a meh kind of voice. Like, so he plays the lead Gene, a meh emoji. And, you know, the whole time I'm thinking about this movie, what is the meh emoji? I mean, I never described any emoji as meh, and I text just as much as the next 22-year-old. But, you know, I guess it's the one that's rolling his eyes and frowning at you. I couldn't figure it out throughout the movie, and that kind of had me puzzled. But the whole premise is that he struggles to be meh about everything and act so over everything because he can't control his emotions. And it's just the same tired old crap that you see from some of these some of these movies that are geared towards a younger audience. James Corden, the late night host, is in this movie, and he played a high five emoji. And one thing that just bothered me the whole time about this high five emoji character, he's wearing a Band-Aid on one of his fingers, and you know, you think that's like his flaw or whatever, or what makes him not a perfect high five emoji, but they never address it at all. They never explain it. They never say anything about it. I mean, they introduce it in there, but you know, nothing after that. And the cast for this movie wasn't bad at all. They had a lot of great voices to work with. I mean, Patrick Stewart played the poop emoji. You know, we also had actors and actresses like Anna Faris and Maya Rudolph, Sofia Vergara were in this movie, and even Christina Aguilera and Rachel Ray pitched in their voices to this absolute dumpster fire. But I watched this movie and I thought someone should be held responsible. Some people should not be allowed to make movies anymore. So these are the screenwriters for this movie. It's Tony Leondis, Mike White, and Eric Siegel. These three gentlemen should be ashamed of themselves for the absolute turd that they put in front of America and tried to sell as a good movie for younger audiences. And Tony Leondis is doubly responsible because he directed the thing. I mean, it's clear that Sony will try anything to get a buck. So, you know what? Do yourself a favor. Don't see this movie in theaters. Don't spend $10 on it. I mean, if you spent money on this movie, you should go and, you know, donate the same amount of money to your favorite charity. Because it's just a terrible, terrible piece of cinema. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give this movie a quarter bucket, which is probably the lowest that I can rate a movie without our graphic design guy getting mad at me for making too small of a bucket. So we're going to go quarter bucket. It's been the worst reviewed movie of 2017, people. And I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, tongue in cheek, go out and read some of these reviews. I read online that you would be more entertained if you literally just set your money on fire. I mean, and that's not a far stretch. You know, go out, if your local theater charges $10 for this movie, you would be better served to take 10 $1 bills and then have a nice little fire with them. Watch the flames dance versus this brain melting just crap. I mean, There are so many better movies that are geared towards younger audiences that are out now. I mean, I think any movie would be better to take your kids to. But yeah, quarter bucket for this movie out of 5. So that's bad, very bad. Don't see this movie in theaters. Wait for it either. Maybe borrow the DVD from a friend, or wait till it's inevitably on cable at some point. But just don't do yourself the disservice of going out and spending money, you know, buying the popcorn, the soda. Go ahead and grab your popcorn and see something else. Huh. All right, now that we're now that I can kind of vent all that from seeing that movie, it gave me a visceral reaction of near disgust. Moving on, we've got one of a movie that I was pretty surprised about, actually, Atomic Blonde. You know, I thought that this movie would, in looking at the trailers, I thought this movie would seek to pander to audiences who are really crying out for a female lead in films. And I agree there should be more female-led films, but some of them can be flawed in the execution. We saw the reboot of Ghostbusters not do that well. But, you know, films like Wonder Woman have been doing great. And this movie, I think, is right up there. I mean, it's being very well reviewed. And in my opinion, it was just a very fun, you know, sexy thrill ride from beginning to end. Of course, this is a spy movie starring Charlize Theron. And we begin in, you know, probably the most dangerous time and place in history for a spy, and that's Berlin in the late 1980s, height of the Cold War. The Berlin Wall was about to come down. And the Charlize Theron just delivers a very stellar, believable performance. I saw a few comments, you know, leading up to this movie saying that seeing Charlize Theron beat up men twice her size still requires a bit of suspension of disbelief. But for me, someone would only, you know, make those comments if they haven't seen the movie, because there wasn't anything cheesy about the fight scenes that they did or, you know, anything like that. It was very Bond-esque in how she fought and how the action sequences were kind of planned out. And we've all seen some James Bond movies where he's beating up guys who, you know, are better martial artists, who are stronger, and it's because he knows his limitations. And we see that Charlize Theron's character in this movie knows her limitations. She's able to defeat a lot of her enemies there in combat by just using her surroundings and being very intelligent in the way she fights, in her fighting style. And I thought that was very Bond-esque in there. But I would also like to say that, you know, this movie is very different from anything we've seen from James Bond. I've seen quite a few reviews and commercials, promos, hailing this as a female James Bond. But to me, I didn't think it was that. I thought it was darker. I thought it was edgier. And it really, to me, it tried and succeeded to be something different and on its own. It really delves in to overarching ideas of the overall practice of espionage, and you really get an in-depth look at the profession, especially, you know, in its most raw form in this story. It's based on a graphic novel that came out in 2012 called The Coldest City. I haven't read the graphic novel, but I'm sure fans of that will be very delighted by this film. I think Charlize Theron's character is done very well. You know, she does a good job of getting up there and delivering kind of a stoic performance, but keep in mind she's a spy, so her character isn't going to be one to let on too much emotion or display too many different feelings, you know, because she's in, like I said, the most dangerous time and place to be a spy. I really liked a lot of the action sequences in this movie, especially just the way that they were shot, and it really is just an absolute thrill ride from beginning to end. The plot takes numerous twists and turns that are unexpected at the time, but when you look back, you almost wish that you had seen that coming, or you get it entirely. Like you're going to look back at that and say, man, I can't believe, you know, I didn't see that coming. I can't believe I missed that or this other thing. And it's just a very, very good film, very fun movie, and very enjoyable experience at the cinema. Of course, I said Charlize Theron is fantastic in it. James McAvoy, who fans know from, he played Professor X in some of the newer X-Men movies. He was in that movie Split, and he showed off his acting chops, in my opinion, in that movie. And he's back again here, really flexing his acting muscles in this movie. And I think his supporting role was fantastic. You know, and we also have some other good actors. John Goodman pitches in a good performance. But yeah, very, very good spy movie. Very, very fun. Very thrilling. Lots of unexpected twists and turns in the plot. So if you're a fan of spy movies, you will absolutely love this. And if not, go see it anyway, because it's just another one of those movies that comes out and it's just a good time at the cinema. So I'm going to go ahead and give this film 3.5 buckets out of 5. Very solid rating. I liked it better than some of the other movies I've reviewed. I liked it better than War for the Planet of the Apes, even though other critics have rated that movie very high. I think this movie was better. It was unexpected in a way that still met expectations. That might sound a little bit confusing, but just the plot, the twists and turns that you take throughout this movie, it's very fun, and it feels like you're on a roller coaster watching this one. So definitely grab your popcorn and go see Atomic Blonde while you still can. Thank you for listening to us here at Grab Your Popcorn. We're here through lineupmedia.fm. Be sure to check us out, lineupmedia.fm. We've got a bunch of other podcasts about everything from Armenian culture to next-gen nerds, parenting with food allergy, another great podcast. Yeah, check us out. Go ahead and if you're listening, if you made it this far, go ahead and subscribe. So that way you'll just grab your popcorn right on your phone and you'll know each weekend what movies are going to be out and what you can get excited for to go to the movies and see. But that will do it for today. It's GYP. I'm your host, Blake Bamper. Have a good evening or day, whichever.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.